what's happening, guys? Welcome to week 124 recap. We're gonna make this short because it's 1:30 a.m. right now, and you know, I thought I'd get this done, but at the same time, I'm a little, just a lot of thoughts going on. Let's get to the week, and then I'll share some of my thoughts. So, if I could sum up the week, there's no additions or anything like that, but it was just the Dark Web and Alexander the Great. Just these two projects right now. I'm pushing really hard to finish the Dark Web. We finished one poster. I'm working on the second poster. I'm also working on composer, audio, and music notes. You know, and I just said composer and music notes. It's the same thing. I meant colorist. So, colorist, audio, and composer. Working on notes on all those departments, and you know, just trying to come up with a plot for Alexander the Great, trying to research, and of course my physical transformation journey, you know, working out, logging everything, and you know, doing that every single week. So just that's been the recap. And honestly, I just feel a little, with the world being chaotic right now and all things happening as they are, I don't know. I'm a lot of changes, you know. Pandemic, then the whole, you know, protesting and everything that's going on, breaking up with my girlfriend. I mean, all these changes. You know, everything's just like moving really fast, and that means I also have to adapt. Honestly, I've been thinking about this for a while. I was planning to move to Phoenix, not move, but I was toying around with the idea of being in Phoenix during the pandemic while the COVID and the crisis going on, and then thinking of what I would do around here. You know, as far as my my rent goes, and just because with a project and everything that's going on, obviously my work, the third-party events I was doing and real estate stuff that I was doing here and there in Phoenix and Vegas, those have been drastically affected. So, you know, now it's all about preserving, right? So how do I preserve even more? And that's where Phoenix makes sense, because you know, like budget-wise for Alexander, I'm already committed at $7,500. So, and I know it's probably going to end up more because it always does with production, you know, and obviously this being international, and there's so many moving pieces that I just don't know yet. I'm just preparing for the worst. But yeah, so long story short, you know, I made the decision that I'll be going back to Phoenix for quite some time, because I'm going to be already gone for the whole month, August 20th till September 25th. And I figure, well, you know, why be here while nothing's going on, basically? And if I'm doing all my work remotely and online, and I'm not, you know, driving to any auditions or doing anything, if everything's moved remotely, go to Phoenix, you know, save up some money. So I spoke with my roommate, and we agreed, we came to terms where I still keep the room here. He's gonna have a friend stay for some time. So that way, money-wise, we worked out a number which is really nice for me. You know, I get to pay much, much, much less than I'm currently paying right now. And that way I can still reserve my room, still have my place here, and at the same time go to Phoenix, stay with my parents for, you know, a month and a half or so, save a little bit of money, then go to Europe, come back here, go to Europe, and then come back from Europe here. So I'll technically be saving, you know, what is it, half of June, July, August, September, so 3 months and a half in rent and LA living expenses, which have lowered since the pandemic because I don't really go out much at all. You know, only when I'm working out or getting groceries. But yeah, so I'll actually enhance that number, and I figure just rent alone, I'm saving close to, I don't know, close to $700 or so. So, you know, $700 plus, you know, the expenses that you have over here, you're easily over $1,000, $1,500 easily, you know. Because over there, you know, I can stay with my parents and food is plentiful and, you know, stuff like that, where I can save some money. You know, so it's really nice. It feels great to have that option, you know, but at the same time, going over there, like, you know, my grandma's staying with us, my mom's taking care of her. I mean, it's still, you know, and it's great, but at the same time, I need to buckle down and really get to work on Alexander and prepping and everything, because the script needs to be done before we head out, you know, before I head out to August. And I'm kind of, we set the date for June 15th, which, you know, it's give or take a week from today. And you know, part of me is excited, obviously, because I get to, you know, hang out, be around my family. Of course, it's always great. Also save some money while I'm at it, which I can use toward the project. You know, that's why I'm just doubling down on defense. You know, how much money can I squeeze out right now? You know, how much money can I save? Because I'm gonna put that all toward the project. So if I walk away in the 3 months or whatever the case may be, in anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 saved, that's an additional, you know, additional money I can put toward the project. I mean, anything and everything helps, man. So you gotta, you just gotta adapt. You gotta adapt to situations. And yeah. I mean, there's, again, I always talk about being responsive. It's just that sometimes you can, sometimes you can't, you know. While I was here, you know, my girlfriend was here too, so I was help. You know, we were here for each other and stuff like that. But now that we're no longer together, I don't really have any other reason to really be here. You know what I mean? I mean, because the city's still kind of shut down and in a chaotic mode. So now that that's changed, so everything changes, and you know, I just gotta adapt. And I need to save as much money as possible, you know. Because there's gonna be a lot of expenses, man. And now it just got way harder, you know, not only trying to make it, but just trying to survive here, you know. And I don't know, I also have my house for sale. We'll see what happens there. To kind of, I'm just thinking cash flow, I'm thinking everything. I'm thinking, what are my next moves? I don't want to stay stagnant, you know. I don't want to get caught, you know what I mean? Do not want to get caught. So I'm trying to move with the times. I'm playing the stock market a little bit, trying to make some money there, you know, saving, making this move where I'll be going to Phoenix for now a month and a half, so I can save some money there. So just trying to be strategic, look at all my options, and then make the moves, you know, because why not? Why not? So that's the big news of the week, I suppose. Just finalized everything, the dates and all that. So June 15th is when I'll be going to Phoenix. So again, there's pros and cons. Cons are, as far as my work, the focus, because, you know, the kids are gonna be coming around, like my brother's kids, and my family's always. It's gonna be a lot of engagement, you know, friends and stuff like that, people. So I'm gonna have to stay focused, stay disciplined, you know, set times for, you know, when I work on my stuff, or maybe go. I don't even know where I would go, because, you know, with Corona and shit, I don't know what's open, what's closed. But I don't know. I need to figure it out. But you know how it is. You go back home, and then just everybody's talking and loud and this and that, and, you know, talking the phone, especially if you're you know, Balkan family. They could talk, man. You know, people, TV's loud. My mom's talking to 1,000 cousins from all over the world. I mean, it's just everybody. You know, But it's all good. It's all good. I just really, I can't get comfortable when I'm there, and I need to know why I'm there and what my purpose is there. And although family to me is everything, I still have a goal. I still have a purpose where, I need to get the script done. I need to get the shit done. And it's very tough because it's not like you have a real job, so nobody really looks at it. Nobody really knows what you're doing, and they're just like, oh. Yeah, so what are you doing today? Like, what? They don't really see. They don't know like any of the, and I don't expect them to. But it's just really tough to. There's so much at stake, so much going on, and nobody knows about it. Nobody can see it, because it's all. It seems like, oh yeah, okay, cute. You're gonna try to like do this type of deal, It's not really. Unless you're like got that credibility behind or whatever, people can't really see it as a real thing. Unless there's fucking money, you're getting paid for this, and it's Warner Brothers, or it's like some big fucking name behind it. Which makes it frustrating, of course, because it's easy to get misunderstood. But again, you're in this field, you're gonna get misunderstood. It is what it is. But yeah, that's that. That's what's going on. That's what I've decided. That's the recap for week 124. Just two projects, trying to get closer little by little. Everybody's moving along with a composer. And people have to. I had to talk some off the ledge. Because for instance, the composer wanted more money, and I look. I respect and have nothing ever bad to say when people come and ask more money or anything like that. But at the same time, people also need to understand the full picture, So I had to talk, had to communicate, because there was a little bit, it's working this and had to go back and do more work and this and that. And he's like, hey, listen, I've been working a lot, and rightfully so. I'm gonna have to request more money, and here's kind of my terms. And we had to talk about it and communicate, and I had to explain to him that, compensation is not just monetary. There's a lot. So anyways, had this big conversation, and it worked out for the best, because now it's good to talk to people. I don't want anybody, as I'm putting together this film and just basically rounding up the team and keeping them motivated. You can't have like bad vibes or people not wanting to do this or feeling like they're not getting their value's worth or whatever the case may be. So you just need to talk to people, make sure you're at the same page, make sure you understand each other. And we did that, but it's still work. It's still work. You still gotta talk. You still, it takes an hour of your time and explaining and this and that. They're out of it. You got to get them back into it, and okay, remotivated again. All right, let's not slack. Let's keep pushing. We're almost there. We're almost there. We're almost there. And that was kind of the theme this entire week, for week 124. And yeah, it's just interesting times. I don't know. It just feels a little like right now, to be honest, I feel like I have a goal. Like, I've always been goal this and that. Now I'm just like, even with a daily hustle, I do my shit and then I update it. It's not like I wake up and I see, like, basically what I'm supposed to do. It's kind of like, I don't know, I'm just sort of like in this trance of, oh, okay, wake up. Well, okay, I'll work on this. I'll espresso. I'll choose to enjoy, an outside, or maybe go to the beach, or maybe, and then work. It's just like, I really need to, because obviously everything's been turned upside down. The world is a big question mark right now, and I think everybody's just trying to figure it out, me included. So now I'm just trying to figure out, okay, what happens next. And but what I really need to do is sit down and write my next goals, because I met my 2 years. I did that, but I need to relook at everything, recalibrate my entire, not just acting thing, my entire life right now. Where am I? What do I want? Why do I want it? Where do I want to go? And I need to recalibrate my goals, and I just haven't yet. And that's why I feel a little, just kind of, it's just going left and right. It's like, fuck. And these projects are the only two things that I'm staying consistent at, and you know, just the Alexander journey. That's, but again, I need to look at everything, recalibrate, and then again, the moving too, because take so. Even though yes, I'm moving, I'm not staying stagnant. You know, I'm a little slow. I'm definitely still moving and doing things, but not as efficient as I would like. You know, not as driven as I would like, not as motivated. And I talk about this a million times where I go up and down, and you know, I don't know. I don't think it gets easier. I think every single time you have to refocus, re-choose to basically take whatever it is that you're feeling, and you know, if you're feeling shitty, you need to turn that into something positive. Your goals are array. You need to sit back up and sit back down and write your goals again. Recalibrate yourself. And I need to get back more into that. Yeah, because everything right now just seems a little bit all over. And I know myself, and that's really gonna make me anxious. So right now, it's not making me as anxious because I am moving forward, because I have this big task ahead of me, Alexander, and that's all that I've been. My world's been concerned with that, and finishing Dark Web. But you know, I know I need to take a breather and just recalibrate, so everything's nice, it's organized, and I'm not running off of just emotion and feeling and this and that. It just fucking hold up, you know. Let me control. Let me take the time to properly look at everything and then set my goals and everything, my plan, and then follow that, and then. You know, do what needs to be done. So, anyways, that's that. I'm gonna get some sleep now, although, if I were to sum up my entire state right now, it would be just disorganized. And you can kind of see that with my room because shit's still all over the place, like as far as like paperwork. I mean, I still haven't done my taxes. I'm like, ah, just relax. Breathe in, breathe out. But the journey still continues, though. Your boy's not quitting yet, man. I'm still at it, still going forward, still trying to make strides, and still trying to progress, even though it's very, very little. You know, still continue to inch away. So, with that said, it's a